living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So the James Worthy's Foundation addresses the nutritional needs of children living below the poverty line. You know, the causes of poverty have multiple roots involving, you know, individuals' health, families, communities, institutions, cultures. And the James Worthy Foundation works with an alliance and support organization to carefully select programs for ensuring the nutritional needs of children living in poverty. And, of course, the MBA star himself is with me today. Mr. Worthy, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I have a quote here from you, and this is from your site. It says, "Stop complaining about what you don't have and start using what you do have." Is that kind of what's inspired you a little bit to start the James Worthy Foundation?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the concepts and that I've lived by, and that came from my mother. My mother was the first humanitarian I ever saw in my life, and she used to always say, "Stop complaining. You know, what you don't have, go in that room and find what you do have and make something out of it." So that's kind of where that quote comes from. You can always find a way.
So what is your mission at the foundation?
Well, our mission at the foundation is to really be aware of what our young people need. And we work a lot with kids at risk, or kids in general. And what we try to do is we try to give them alternatives. First of all, you know, we try to deal with the family as a whole. A lot of times it's in low-income areas, there's a lot of single parents, and so we try to give them an alternative. And what I mean by that is a lot of our kids do think they're going to play sports, and that's the only way they can get out. But we try to tell them, you know, it's okay to be an owner of a team. It's okay to be an accountant. It's okay to be a trainer or a doctor. And I try to tie in all the things that are surrounded by sports. And the ones that have longevity are the one is not actually playing the game. And I try to explain to them that there are alternatives. So we do a lot with that. We bring in a lot of times the mother who is responsible for these kids, and a lot of times there's drugs involved. And we can train the kids, but they still have to go home. So we bring in the whole family to try to get them back on track. If the parent needs a job, we try to assist them in getting them counseling that they need so that they can raise their children properly. A lot of kids' fathers are incarcerated. So we try to focus on those who have been lost. Restitution is a big problem for some of our young people. They have these restitution charges of about $300 or $400 that they don't even know about. So we deal with the magistrates in certain areas and the judges to try to help us alleviate some problems with them and get them on the right track.
What now within the foundation? I also, and by the way, listeners, you can go to www.jamesworthyfoundation.org and learn all about what he's doing with the foundation. And within there was a section on something called the Empowerment Center. Mm-hmm. What exactly is that, and how does that relate to the foundation?
Well, in my hometown, they were fortunate enough to donate a building in my honor, and we opened it up as an empowerment center, meaning that we also write a lot of government bonds to try to get the money that's available, but they're very difficult to write. The applications are difficult. You usually only have one shot of writing it to get any type of assistance. So we help certain entities. There are certain churches. There are certain organizations in our hometown and throughout the United States that really don't know how to write them. So we hire people to come in and assist them. We also align ourselves with other organizations. There are other foundations throughout the United States that we align ourselves with and try to enhance what they're doing. And so with the Empowerment Center, it's a place where people can come to and get counseling on how to apply for these grants. A lot of our children come in for assistance for college aid and something things like that, how to go about, you know, applying for just a community college or something of that nature. We also do a lot with the military. a lot
so,
of our
and I want to get to the military in a moment. So the Empowerment Center is really almost like a middleman for a lot of these people, where you're bringing them together, and then you can help them reach out to the right people to for the grant that you mentioned before. So is that kind of how it works?
Absolutely. They come into us. Sometimes we have meetings of 15 to 20 people in a room, and they all have different questions. And when they leave to go back to their prospective entities, a church or organization, a corporation or a small business, they have a better idea, and it takes away some of the anxiety. And they can always come back for a second meeting that we can help them actually write the grant. And so it's a place where people can come and get, you know, information. We're kind of an information hub as well.
How does the I do know that you do a lot with the military as well. I saw that again at jamesworthyfoundation.org. What exactly are you doing there?
Well, it all started with homeless veteran women. It was something that had not been identified. I mean, there's a lot of focus on men who are homeless, and we see a lot of them on the streets and things like that. But there are a lot of women that join the military, married, with kids, and sometimes they come back divorced with kids, with nowhere to go. So we focus on finding them, and we go into churches, and we go into different entities to find out and identify who these people are. And we help them, whether it's they need to get back on their feet with the job. Some of them need health issues, mental issues. So we try to, you know, a lot of our military people go into the military as a nurse or as a dentist. And when they come back to civilian life, they need that one more certificate or that one more class to get them over the top. So we help them apply from different things so that they can better get oriented back into the community. We have a lot of military men doing weatherization on houses and things like that, because military people are very organized and very disciplined. And if they have the right environment, they can have a positive impact.
Tell me about the Gladys Worthy Community Service Award.
That's my mom. My mother was, as I said earlier, was the first humanitarian I ever seen in my life. My mother graduated high school in 1947, and 23 years after that, she went back to college to get her nursing degree. And she loved to help people.
Awesome.
And she would come home from work, and before she even stepped in the house, she would have stopped at three or four houses on our street, check in on the elderly, make sure that they were administering their medicine correctly. And then she was very involved in the church and things like that. And a lot of times I used to ask myself, you know, you're my mother. Come home and be my mom. And she would always be out in the community. So we give an award and memory of her honor and her contribution and her service in the
community. Very nice. Very nice. So if, you know, my listeners, if you're interested, if you like what you've heard about the James Worthy Foundation, you can go to jamesworthyfoundation.org. There are places there where you can help out financially. And I know James Worthy would be really appreciative of that. I'm going to say one last thing, James, about the greatest series I ever saw, 1985 against the Celtics. One of the best times I ever watched. I remember watching that as a kid, and you just did awesome. I'll never forget that series. Again, thanks for coming on. JamesWorthyFoundation.org. It sounds like a great program. Go check it out, listeners, and help them out if you can. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.